We got the pet fair coming up at the farm store, and we've got Shelby and Dustin here in the studio. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for coming out. So, what is this? The 20th pet fair? Is that what it is?
Yep, 20th anniversary.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Been a long time.
That's probably before you were born, right?
Not me.
Me,
actually, yeah.
Yeah,
when she was born.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. This is really it's a very, very cool event. I know a lot of folks, you know, always go to this thing every year. It's really a lot of fun. Why don't you explain what people can look forward to?
So we're going to be having all the vendors, dog food vendors and local artisans, and then all the animal rescues will be coming out to it. We're going to have the Doggy Fun Zone will be there. Dash and Splash will be there. Huge Kid Zone, 4-H Barbecue. Going to have a bunch of exotic birds there this year.
Birds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think like it's going to be a good amount. I think close to 30 exotic birds.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty darn awesome.
Yeah.
and the Dash and Splash is always great. If you got a water dog, they love this thing.
Yeah.
It's like, can I get the water? Can I get the water? It's fun, right?
Yeah. They jump right in.
They do.
Yeah.
And I always love the barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah. They do a good job at that, definitely.
Don't eat before you come.
Yeah. No, don't eat before you come.
That's for sure. There's always good stuff there.
Yeah.
So, is there anything like that's a different thing that's going to be happening this year? Something
new stuff. We have the dunk tank this year.
Oh,
so
dunk tank, yeah.
Shannon Miranda and Rex Bone will be dunked this year.
Yep. Wow, we can dunk a supervisor?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
Dunk supervisor.
Is that the only thing that's really new?
Yeah,
I've seen him do that before. It's like,
Yeah, we're doing, I mean, this will be the second year that the Doggy Fun Zone's there, and that's like a huge, it's basically a huge agility course for your dog, but your dog doesn't actually have to know what to do. It just chases a little plastic mouse that's on a string through
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, and so it jumps through the hoops and, you
know, trains them to do agility.
Yeah.
Right?
Some of them, the bigger dogs, they jump right over the wall.
Yeah.
No experience necessary for that one.
They cheat and try to get ahead of the mouse, but, you know, that's always fun. People like that last year.
Any of them catch it?
I don't. It goes pretty quick. It's pretty fast. Yeah, it's on a cable.
That's great.
So, yeah,
I've never seen that one before. It's a lot of fun because I know you guys have had you've had the demonstrations of agility before, and police dogs and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What kind of demonstrations do you have this year?
We're not doing too many of them this year. It's just because it's kind of hard to shut everything down and have everybody watch one thing. We've kind of been holding those on separate events.
Got it.
But, yeah. I mean, the police, they'll still be there and stuff, but they're not going to be doing a demonstration out in front of everybody kind of thing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's, like, so many different vendors there. I mean, it's like this is a chance to kind of find out, from the vendors themselves, the various different. There's so many different kinds of dog food.
Oh, yeah.
and treats and this and that. And I know we've—I don't know if you guys have it this year, but in the past we've gotten all of our dogs chipped.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
ID chips.
Yep,
and we got those at the pet fair.
Yep,
$25.
It's such a deal.
Yeah,
it's a deal.
Yep, and then there's also going to be a low cost vaccine clinic from 11 to 3 by the Broadway Animal Hospital. So
that's great.
Get them up to date on their shots and microchipped, and
that's great because it's like I see the postcards every day, and there's so many critters that get out, and it's like, God, if you had a chip, boom.
Yeah.
It's like, they always scan. It's the first thing they do is they scan them, see if there's something there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's going to be there. The rescues will be there, so you can even get a dog or cat, too. Yeah.
We got one of our pooches we got at the pet fair.
Mm-hmm.
The county animal shelter was there, and we said what we were looking for, and they go, you know what? I think this dog is coming in just a few minutes. And I was like, oh.
There you go. That's cool.
And so, boom, yeah.
Yeah.
So we got 3 pooches, all rescues. And there's lots of great rescue organizations here in Humboldt County. This is a great place to get a rescue dog.
Yeah. Yes. And all the proceeds and the silent auction and everything goes back to all the rescues for that day, so.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is great. So anyone thinking about getting a new pooch, this is a great opportunity to kind of meet them.
Definitely.
And you have to understand that, you know, the pet fair is it's a little bit more frantic than real life, as it's going to be in your house. So you got to take that into account.
Lots of stuff going on.
A lot of things going on.
Very busy day.
And the pet fair is also a place that you can bring your pets.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There's so many things, you know, no pets allowed.
Yeah.
This one is, pets are not only allowed, they're encouraged to come.
Encouraged and welcome.
That's right.
Yeah, Apollo is going to be doing free toenail trimming even, too. So if you're
really?
A dog and you need toenails trimmed, just stop by.
Bring them all.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. We'll bring them. Because we bring all our dogs to the parlor for the trimming. Because ours dogs are not good dogs for trimming their nails. It's like, some dogs are like, they're like, yeah, go ahead, no problem. Yeah. Ours are like, you're killing me!
Yeah.
It's like okay, we'll let a professional do it.
Yeah.
Some dogs are fine with it. Ours are definitely not.
You always hear stories about people who will still do it, but then after a while, when they pick up the trimmers, the dog just looks at them like they're the devil.
Yeah, I know. It's like because they freak out, you know, that you have a better chance of hurting them.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
And if you hurt them, that their fears are confirmed. It's like, oh, God. Yeah, that's a good idea. Get your dog's nails trimmed for free there at that event. It's a, let someone else deal with it. It's always great. Always great. And vaccinations. This is a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All dog and all cat vaccines will be there, so come and get them done.
And you can enter to win some gift baskets too, right?
Well, yeah, we're going to be doing silent auction all day, and then there will be one large raffle basket that's just all local goods and whatnot put together that you'll automatically just get a ticket for walking through the gate.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, this is coming up tomorrow, of course, from 10 till 4.
Mm-hmm.
Going right there at the farm store.
Yep. Yeah.
That's
we'll be there.
everyone's driven past the farm store. It's, you know, it's right there by Murray Field.
Yep.
Right there off the freeway.
Yep.
Off Jacobs Avenue. Can't miss it. So thank you both for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.